back here on Fox Sports On the Road. Michael Cohen here with you. And, of course, we have Matthew DeSantis, who we've had a couple weeks ago, talk about all the great racing that takes place, not just at Monmouth, but, of course, at Saratoga. And this is a huge weekend. I'm going to jump the gun here, Matt. I'm going to call this kind of like the Super Bowl or World Series of Saratoga this summer, because at the Travers this week, you're going to have Triple Crown winners. You're going to have Triple Crown contenders throughout the in that big race. So let's just go right into that. Your thoughts as we get ready for this big weekend.
Yeah, it's an amazing race, and it's truly historic. It is the first time ever in history that we've had the Kentucky Derby winner, the Preakness winner, the Belmont winner be three different horses, and on top of that have the reigning two-year-old champion, in this case Forte, all face off against each other in the Travers. It is absolutely jam-packed field, and I think, you know, obviously Forte, a horse that, you know, was scratched the morning of the Kentucky Derby, and then came back to run second in the Belmont. You look at what he's done historically, it's really unprecedented among this three-year-old crop. Four grade one wins, that's more than the rest of the field combined. He looks very, very tough. But, you know, there's some nice long shots in this race as well.
Yeah, there are. There are some great, great long shots. I mean, you have Disarm is right there. I mean, right now at 8-1. Scotland right now 12-1. Those two horses aren't bad at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Scotland in particular, I think, is a really interesting horse for Bill Mott. This is a horse that's coming off a win in the Curlin Stakes last time out, and he should apply a little bit of pressure to National Treasure up front. And this track has been speed favoring at times, and so if he's able to kind of get that right trip just sitting right off of National Treasure, he could absolutely get the jump and steal this thing in the front end a little bit at a big price.
Of course, now, just before we go, continue talking about this race, just keep in mind, folks, guests who buy tickets in advance save $5 on general admission, $25 on pre-sale, $30 on day of the event. Of course, we are now at the day of the event, so $30 day of the event. Tickets available at nyra.com/Travers. And, of course, the gate's opening at 7 a.m. with first post time. And it's a long day, a lot of great races. This race, the Travers, doesn't start until about 6:11, but, of course, the first post time of the day is 11:40 a.m. So as we continue to talk about here, the Travers here, Matthew, let's talk a little bit about a couple of these big horses. Of course,
yeah.
Arcangelo, and of course with the great trainer in Jenna Antonucci. Just your thoughts about what they were able to accomplish a couple months ago at the Belmont. I mean, obviously it was a historic race.
Yeah, it was truly amazing. And, you know, because he's a horse that really came out of nowhere. I mean, he won the Peter Pan in only his fourth career race, and he was a very lightly raced horse, never raced as a two-year-old, which a lot of people don't necessarily like. They like to see a horse with a lot of foundation, a lot of back races that they can look back on. But he was a lightly raced horse who just seemed to keep getting better. And his pedigree suggested that he would absolutely love the distance. And the ride that Javier Castellano gave at the Belmont Stakes that day was just a master class in how to handle a horse and how to handle a mile-and-a-half race. And so very impressive. And, you know, Jenna Antonucci's given him the time off. He's not raced since then, which is unique. He's looking to become the first horse since 2004 to win the Travers since not having raced since the regularly scheduled Belmont Stakes. So interesting, a little tidbit there. But she's been pressing all the right buttons, and he's been working out beautifully in the mornings.
Absolutely. Then we take a look. Yeah, of course, you have Mage, who won the Kentucky Derby. It's been a while since we've mentioned his name, and he comes in here at 4-1 odds. What do you think about him going into this matchup against a couple of horses that have been, now I guess you could say, just based on history, kind of rivals from this year in the Triple Crown?
Yeah, I think it's he's a really intriguing horse because he ran second place in the Haskell Stakes last time out. But by all accounts, he was nowhere near 100% that day. He was around 80, 85%. And the connections were extremely happy that he ran as well as he did that day. So he's going to be at 100% on Saturday. He's all the way cranked up. So he's got a real shot. 4-1, I actually think, is a really nice price on him. The only thing that's maybe a disadvantage is his running style versus the track. Less than 20% of horses going two turns up here at Saratoga on the dirt have one coming from well off the pace. He's an off-the-pace type of horse. He'll be four, five, six lengths back. That's not necessarily been a winning trip here at Saratoga this meet, but he's got the talent to be able to do it for sure.
Absolutely. Then, of course, you have National Treasure, the Preakness winner, as he comes into this race. Bob Baffert's horse, obviously ridden by Jose Velasquez. This is going to be another very interesting, very fun addition into this race. Just talk a little bit about him.
Absolutely. The Preakness winner. And, you know, listen, when Bob Baffert comes east, he doesn't screw around. I mean, he brings these horses east for a reason and with good intentions. And, you know where National Treasure is going to be. He's going to be on the lead, and there's no doubt about it. And Bob Baffert has won this race three times, twice of which he's won on the lead with a horse that just goes out to the front end. And that's what National Treasure can absolutely do. He can go out there on the front end. He's got that real California speed that we talk about all the time. And again, depending on how the track plays, he could easily steal this thing in the front end. I think the Belmont Stakes was just not his best effort because it was just too long. I think a mile and a half is not his game. Get back to a little bit of a more manageable distance now on Saturday, and I think he's got a real shot. And he's an attractive price for a Triple Crown winning horse. He's 8-1, and that you don't see that every day.
You don't see that every day. And here's another thing you don't see every day. You don't see two brothers going at it as jockeys. You have, I mean, this race has everything. You have Jose Ortiz and Iridat Ortiz going at it, one on Forte, the other one on Tapitrice. You could go right at it. Go ahead.
They do. And listen, Iridat Ortiz Jr. is one of the best jockeys in the country, maybe the world. And his brother's not far behind, and they've both been having a tremendous Saratoga meet up here. Irad's winning about 20-25% of his races. Jose's right around the same percentage. The thing is that those two brothers will duke it out on the track, and they don't give each other any slack one way or the other. So this race does have so many different storylines. You know, from the great connections with Mage to Jenna Antonucci looking to become the first female trainer to win the Travers to, you know, Forte trying to reestablish himself after missing out on the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby. Just no shortage of great storylines, great connections, and great horses.
How do you see this one playing out?
You know, I've been playing this one out in my head over and over and over again. My general thought process is, if it's going to be a horse on the, it's either going to be a horse in the front end, i.e. National Treasure or Scotland, or it's going to be Forte. And the more and more I think about it, the more I just go back to Forte. I mean, you look at his record, he just has never really done anything wrong. I mean, he lost his second career race in a stakes race, and then he comes in second at the Belmont Stakes in a race where he was gaining ground late on Arcangelo. Otherwise, he just wins. And so he is the consummate winner. He's a horse that just has that sort of attitude on the track that he is going to run you down and pass you. I think adding the blinkers last time out for Todd Pletcher was a real winning move. And I like him a lot as the favorite in this race.
Absolutely. Again, it's going to be a fun race, folks. The Travers at Saratoga on Saturday. It is a post time of 6:11 p.m. And, of course, before that race, you have a lot of great races. You have the Resorts World Casino Sword Dancer Stakes taking place as well. And I believe there's going to be four other grade ones happening on that day. Two are win and you're in events at the Breeders' Cup, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the Ballerina is going to be one of those winning your ends, as well as the H. Allen Jerkins. And let me tell you, the Ballerina Stakes is an absolutely stacked field. People want to tune in for that one because you're going to see two of the absolute best fillies and mares who sprint in the world right now in Echo Zulu and Goodnight Olive. Those are two amazing horses. Goodnight Olive was the Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint champion last year. Echo Zulu, she's won 8 out of 10 career races, and she's never lost when she gets to the lead. And it looks like she's going to be able to get to the lead on Saturday. So it's going to be a real duel between those two coming down the stretch.
Absolutely. Very quickly, just want to ask you a quick question just on Monmouth for those who are going down south this weekend. What do you like this weekend down in Monmouth?
Well, you know, there's a great Sapling Stakes race on Saturday at Monmouth, going a mile on the dirt. And, you know, for people who are going to the track, you got to check out Dornick. In that race, Dornick is the full sibling to a horse that we've already talked about today, Mage.
Mm-hmm.
So he is Mage's full brother. Came in second in debut up here in Saratoga, but that was he didn't get the greatest trip that day, and it was sloppy conditions up here. He's going to get, I think, much better set up on Saturday in the Sapling Stakes. He's a horse that should absolutely love more distance. Really like him. And then there's another horse in that race, Soze, as well. Really nice works and pedigree. Should like stretching out a little bit more. You're going to get a little bit more of a price on that one. But those are two horses in that Sapling Stakes that I really have my eye on.
Absolutely. Again, folks, all these great races, whether it be Monmouth, whether, of course, be Saratoga, all go through Labor Day. And, of course, Saratoga's final race is on Labor Day itself, September 4th. Matthew, any final thoughts before we wrap it up here today?
Well, just, you know, make sure to tune in all day to all these races. It's going to be an amazing day. You're going to see the absolute best horses in the world go up against each other. You can't ask for much more than that as a race fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matthew, again, thank you so much for coming aboard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. All right.